هون لگل اس بی اس راديو بشي كردينه.
Recently, Multicultural New South Wales and the New South Wales Police Force have signed a memorandum of understanding to give police access to one of the country's most extensive translating and interpreting services. The New South Wales Minister for Multiculturalism, Mark Curray, said this move would help police overcome language barriers and improve relationships within communities. To elaborate more on those points, we have the Minister on the line with us. Welcome to SBS Kurdish, Mr. Curray.
Well, thank you very much, May. Thank you very much for having me.
In what ways will the translating and interpreting services assist the police force?
Well, look, every police officer right across New South Wales will be able to call upon a dedicated language service hotline to speak to an interpreter. They'll also be able to book translators to provide written information in community languages using the team of more than 1,400 experts who interpret and translate across more than 100 different languages. And those languages could be anything from Arabic to Bengali to Mandarin to Hindi to Nepalese. And of course, Multicultural New South Wales has trained and employed Kurdish interpreters and translators to ensure that anyone from the community who needs access to government informational services in their dialect can do so.
What would you say the biggest benefit of this service is?
Well, this is about breaking down barriers. It's about providing access to information for everyone. You know, police don't just catch criminals. They assist the community in what I call community policing and in so many other ways. And this access to specialised language experts means that they can spend less time travelling back to the station if they encounter someone who is on the beat who needs extra support in community languages. So it could be finding directions. It could be reporting lost or stolen property. Could be giving emergency care or even advice on how to stay safe. We have people from 311 cultures and backgrounds and people that follow 139 different religions and faiths and people that speak more than 280 different languages and dialects here in New South Wales. And this MOU is a win for our great state. It's a win for our police officers by ensuring that they have the access to the language experts who have national qualifications and are able to assist no matter where the officer is located. And it's also a win for visitors and residents who speak one of the three Kurdish languages and may have limited English. So more importantly, it's a win for the wider community, but it's also provide help and advice for the community as well.
Minister, prior to having access to this, what challenges has the police force faced when it comes to dealing with people of multicultural backgrounds?
Well, mate, that's a good question. I mean, one of the biggest barriers, as you know, is anyone faces when you cannot communicate effectively is the loss of connectivity. And we have one of the most extensive translating and interpreting services in the country now. And this program will see the New South Wales Police access this to better help them engage in community policing. And community policing is what this is all about. Additionally, though, this program is designed to break down those barriers and ensure that our Kurdish-speaking residents know they are important to us.
I understand these services are even more important given the increase in overseas travellers and new settlers. Are you able to elaborate on this, please?
Well, yeah, here in New South Wales, we believe in making sure services and information is accessible to everyone. And we're a multicultural society, as we know, and we're a good example to the rest of the world. But we need to make sure that we can be inclusive to everyone as possible. This MOU goes to the heart of that. And we're making sure everyone, no matter their background or their language they speak, is considered. And we've seen a great many people from refugee and asylum seeker backgrounds use their language skills to help their community, but also help them better settle in New South Wales. So this is what this is all about. It's about connecting our overseas travellers as well, along with our new settlers. And this is where community policing under this MOU will go a long way in helping.
Speaking of multiculturalism, why is it important for Australia to celebrate its multiculturalism now more than ever?
Well, we're one of the most multicultural communities anywhere in the world. And I think we're a wonderful example to the rest of the world of just how everyone works and lives and plays together. You know, we're a culture, or we're a community, I should say, which has over 300 different cultures, you know, speaking over 200 different languages. And I think our biggest asset is our people. And with this rich diversity comes, you know, different ideas and outlooks, which help make us stronger as a society. And one thing I want to say is, even though we are incredibly diverse, we're all united by the same wants and values. And, you know, this is where I think this, our MOU goes a long way in helping our community settle in into our local community.
Minister Kore, how does multiculturalism affect society?
Well, I think multiculturalism is an asset. Diversity is integral to any society. And we believe in our diversity. We've got one of the most multicultural communities anywhere in the world. We believe that is the key to our future success. We have, you know, more and more people learning a second language. We have more and more community groups meeting once again and celebrating, you know, those cultural days and those events and those independent and national days. And that's why, you know, as a government, we're investing in a lot of that plus more with record spending in Multicultural New South Wales, which is our key agency, our government department, over the next 2 years, that will see greater engagement with diverse communities, you know, to celebrate events and, of course, strengthen our language services. I see multiculturalism as a real asset to any community, to any state, territory or country. And, of course, I look at my own experience. My in-laws were born in Lebanon and my wife is first-generation Australian. You know, they came here for, you know, a better life. They came here to settle and to set up a healthy, vibrant life here in Australia with, you know, not forgetting their roots overseas, but, you know, bringing those cultures here to Australia. My own family, you know, on my dad's side, born in Egypt. My grandparents were born in Egypt of Maltese descent. And my grandmother knew five or six different languages. Arabic was one of them. They came here, again, for a new beginning and for that hope and opportunity that so many of our newly arrived migrants bring to this great country. You know, our country is built on the hands of multiculturalism.
What would you like to say to the Kurdish community in New South Wales or in Australia?
Well, I value the Kurdish community here in New South Wales. I know the part that you play, it's a key role in making our state a great place. To our Kurdish friends, our family, our colleagues, our neighbours, are so important to everyone right across New South Wales. And I want to thank you for the contribution that you have made.
New South Wales Minister for Multiculturalism, Mark Kore, thank you for being with us on SBS Kurdish, and Merry Christmas and Happy New Year in advance.
Thank you very much. Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to each and every one of you.
Like Baka, Para Baka, Tebniya Khabnifsina, SBS Kurdi, Lisar Facebook, Bishobina.